ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام إن لم تكن حليما فتحلم فإنه قل من تشبه بقوم إلا أوشك أن يكون منهم.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "If you cannot forbear, feign to do so, because it is seldom that a man likens himself to a group and does not become as one of them."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's a blessing to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One of the great lessons and the most profound lessons which we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is how we need to inculcate piety, this thing called taqwa, in our lives. So, dear friends, taqwa, which is the Arabic word for piety or is known as God consciousness or God wariness, or again, piety. This God consciousness, again, is a word which we throw around sometimes, but we really don't know exactly what it means. We just nod our head and, well, today, let me just really quickly talk about this God consciousness. God consciousness means, well, to be conscious of God, to be aware of Allah, that He is everywhere, that He sees everything, that He hears everything, that He knows everything. Whether we speak or we remain silent, Allah knows what is in our hearts, in our minds, in our thoughts. He sees our actions. And so this God consciousness, this being conscious, being aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a reality with all these kind of attributes, leads us, one, to refrain from committing sins, two, it encourages us to do good. And this equals piety, taqwa. So it is unanimously believed that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the most pious man after the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ali alayhi salam was detached from the world, which he has, in his own words, divorced three times. And so they say divorced three times because after the third divorce, there is no way to return. Amr ibn Yasir, one of the famous companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, as well as one of the most loyal and faithful companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the one who was killed, he was martyred at the hands of the forces of Muawiyah in the Battle of Siffin. Amr ibn Yasir quotes the Holy Prophet Muhammad as saying, "Ya Ali, Allah Almighty has adorned you, beautified you with an ornament which was extremely praiseworthy with Allah. Whereas Allah has not adorned any one of His servants with such an adornment. And this adornment, this beautification is piety." So, dear friends, we need to try to inculcate taqwa, inculcate, make a part of our lives this concept called piety, this consciousness and awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a beautiful lesson indeed brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajab Ali.
Imam Ali used to wake up in the morning and go to work. Early in the morning. Early in the morning he goes and feeds the poor. Early in the morning he goes and finishes his dhikr and goes and works. Early in the morning he starts till he comes home, but late at night, having finished his duties, his social duties. There are people in our community who are married, who are fathers, who don't even work and support their families. And they claim to be lovers of Ahlul Bayt. How can you be a lover of Ahlul Bayt if a man doesn't go and earn his living? That's the Holy Prophet wants. I remember a history, story. These stories are something that should be in our heart. These are the actions of the Quran. Where a man comes and shakes his hand and it was rough, the Prophet kisses it. He was a farmer. And the man says, "Oh, Ya Rasulullah, why did you kiss it?" He said, "This is the hand that brings halal living. This is the hand that goes and works and earns a living. This is the hand of a person like Imam Ali alayhi salam." That he goes to work and he refuses, he gives his duty, he distributes, that he comes home with meager amount of wealth only to sustain his family. But no member of his family ever complained. No member. Yet they had an open door policy where people would come to their homes and Imam Ali used to feed the people. Look at the story. That Maythama Tammar is being held by Ibn Ziyad, who wants to execute him, and says, "Why do you love Ali ibn Abi Talib? Why do you follow that man?" You and I in the same shoes, brothers and sisters. There is much to say. He says, "Why do you love?" And Maytham looks at him and says, "If you can find me someone better, I will follow him." What an answer to Ibn Ziyad. "If you can find me someone better, then I will follow him. Do you have anyone better?" And it's logical. If I have something lesser and better, you're a fool to follow lesser. So Maytham is using logical arguments. Subhanallah, what wisdom. At the moment of your death, when Ibn Ziyad has captured you, where you know your time is coming, where you know you're going to be put on that stick, where you know you're going to be hung. Allahu Akbar. That kind of love, you cannot compare it with any other relationship.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.